In just a few hours, the Gregory party will attempt to escape from the Magic Island. When the Gregory yacht, with Mrs. Gregory, Captain Tex Bradford, and Jerry Hall aboard, was captured and drawn to the strange island of Euclidea by magnetic force, a little homing pigeon was released to carry word of their trouble to another boat with Johnson on board. Johnson, in turn, released a pigeon which arrived safely at the Gregory yacht. And with the aid of these clever little birds, the prisoners have arrived at what seems to be a chance to escape. The Euclidean scientists are asleep in the chemical laboratory, victims of a formula Captain Bradford gave them. Jerry and Joan are in the radio cabin on the yacht, planning a desperate move to help Mrs. Gregory and the captain.
It's a slick plan, Joan, if we can only get away from this yacht to try it out.
I think if you leave that to me, Jerry, I will be able to give Mother and the captain a plausible excuse for our sudden desire to return to the island.
Well, if you can, with these two ray guns you swiped from the commander, we've got a chance to put it over. But I guess we'll have to get the plan all worked out before we leave here. There won't be any place we can talk without being heard once we get down inside that blamed island.
Oh, yes, Jerry. We may go to the sound channel for one.
Yeah, that's right.
And there are many small rooms throughout the island where we may talk in privacy if the Euclideans are not using them.
Yeah, if.
There will be many of the chemists' private quarters vacant. Remember that every chemist on the island is asleep in the laboratory.
Yeah, but it isn't the chemists we're worrying about. It's the electrical engineers and the radio operators and the submarine guards. We've got to get past all of them some way and get our hands on the switches or whatever cuts off the current supply on this island. We've got to get everything shut off so there's no chance of the Euclideans doing anything to stop us when we sail out of here right after dark.
It can be done, Jerry. It will be dangerous and exciting, but it can be done.
Okay, kid. I'm with you if you say so. But now we've got to think of an excuse to get off this yacht and onto the island.
I think, Jerry, the best way is for us to tell Mother and the captain what we intend trying to do.
Uh-oh. They'll never let us do it.
I think they will. Captain Bradford will realize that our only hope is to render the island as nearly powerless as possible, and he will see instantly that you and I can move about in the island with greater freedom and less suspicion than would be allowed him.
It might work. We'll last them anyhow. But remember this. If they say no, we'll find a way to go just the same.
Agreed, Jerry. We will, what you say, extract a rapid one.
You mean pull a fast one?
Exactly.
Ah, you're talking, Joan.
Oh, here are Mother and the captain.
Don't spring it up too soon now.
What's that, Jerry? You and Joan going to spring something on us?
Oh, maybe. You know, after a while.
Joan, dear, you and Jerry both look very guilty about something. You haven't been getting into trouble, have you?
Oh, no, Mother. We merely have a little something to tell you and the captain after a few minutes.
Well, I guess the mystery will keep. Just now, I've got to get a message to Johnson, and I've got to get it to him quick.
You see, Jerry, Tex has run a wire through the holes in the sides of these boats and connected our transmitter to the aerial in the other boat.
Oh, swell, Tex. That ought to help a lot.
Yes, it will, but the batteries are nearly dead. I'm afraid to run the motors anymore for fear someone on the island will suspect something.
I think it is very dangerous, Captain, to try getting a message to Johnson. These Euclideans will surely understand what you are trying to do.
Don't you think, dear, that they were deceived about Johnson? That they believe Johnson came in here aboard his boat, don't they?
They do now, but it would take only a little suggestion to make them realize they had been tricked.
Hey, hold everything. I got an idea.
What is it, kid?
Well, it's pretty sure these Euclidean guys believe that McLeod is Johnson, all right?
Yes, Jerry. They believe that, as they had only heard his voice over the radio.
Then why not get Mac in here now? Let him send the message to Johnson, and that might help the idea along.
I'm afraid of that, Jerry.
Why, Pat?
Because they'd surely recognize the different voice when they heard it over the radio. Just now, they believe Mac is Johnson because he's only spoken briefly to G-47, pretended to have a sore throat then. But if he were to attempt to send a message... No, I think it'd do more harm than good.
You're right, Pat.
I'm sorry. Guess my idea wasn't so hot.
Never mind, Jerry. You will get another one someday.
Hey, I get them all the time.
Now, you two stop quarreling and give us a chance to send a message. Perhaps you'd better do it, Tex. You can work the initial code into it without writing it down. I'd have to scribble it out first.
Right. I'll see what I can do. Now, you can check this for me, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Copy what I send. Then we'll see if I hit the code accurately and all enough for Johnson to decipher it. I'm afraid if I write it out, it'll sound so cut and dried, anyone would know what I'm trying to do.
I'm ready. Go to it.
May I copy it also, Captain?
Sure, Joan, but you may find it a little fast when you're not used to it.
I will try and keep up with you.
Quiet now. Let Tex get his message over.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry to butt in, and I know that message is important, but I've got to say just one more thing.
All right, Jerry, but time's worth money now.
I know it, but I think you'll see where this is worth the time. Now, wouldn't it be better if you could get that message out without the Euclideans being able to intercept it? I mean, even if they could hear it, wouldn't it be better to know it was at least getting past the edge of the island?
Of course, Jerry, but that's impossible. All we can hope for is to get enough of the message outside the magnetic ring to do some good before they realize its value and stop our beam.
But suppose your beam is being stopped at all times. Then the Euclideans have your message. They may take their time in deciphering it, but long before dark, before you are ready to attempt the escape, they will know your plans and be ready to spoil them.
I know all that, Joan, but we've got to take the chance.
Oh, no, you don't, Tex. Look, if you let Joan and I try something...
That is right, Jerry. I feel this is the time to tell them.
Tell us what? Have you two a plan of real value?
We think it is, but you've got to let us tell you the whole thing before you say no.
Well, get on with it, son. If it sounds possible, we'll let you try it anyhow.
There, Jerry, you see? Now tell them about it.
Well, Joan and I figured we could get around a lot of places on the island easier than you two, because the Euclideans think Tex has got all the sense in this outfit.
Go on, Jerry.
And the first thing we need right now is to be sure of two things. First, that we can get a message to that boat Johnson's on and let him know we're going to make a break for it.
Right so
and
far.
And also, we must make sure that no one on this island will be in a position to stop us when we take the boat out after dark tonight.
Well, of course, those things would be nice. But it's rather foolish to talk about arranging it so easily.
Yes, I'm afraid you've taken on too big an order, Jerry.
Oh, no, sir, we haven't. Now listen carefully to this. Joan knows a lot of the rooms in the island where we can talk without being heard on the rest of the island. And if we can make our way from one of these rooms to the other and take over control of each section we pass through, we can finally get the main control rooms and shut off all the electricity on the island. Then they can't make a move. And we can get our radio messages out first, then fix it so the boat can sail, and no one will ever know it till it's too late to stop us.
Why, Jerry, that's madness. You and Joan will most certainly do no such thing.
Not while I know it. Why, you kids wouldn't have a chance.
I think we would have a very good chance, Captain.
Oh, sure, Tex. Let us try it. Please. We can put it over. Please.
No, Tex, I won't permit it.
Neither will I. Why, you kids would just be getting started when one of those Euclideans would turn a ray gun on you. And when you woke up, you'd be prisoners in one of their submarine cells. Our escape would be hopeless, as we certainly wouldn't leave without you.
But what if Jerry and I were using the ray guns ourselves and were very careful to let no one see us? What then?
Well, of course, you might have a chance then, but where would you get the ray guns?
I have two of them.
Joan. You what?
You've got two of those things?
Sure she has. And they're the 5-minute kind, the 300-second ray, the Euclideans call them.
But how did you get them, dear? I thought the Euclideans guarded those guns with their lives.
When Jerry and I were in the laboratory and the gas fumes from the captain's formula put all the Euclideans to sleep, Jerry and I fell as if we were also overcome. And I took care to fall near the commander, almost on her, in fact. And when the others were all asleep, and Jerry and I stood up to run out, I had both of the commander's ray guns hidden in my dress.
Joan, that's one of the finest things I ever heard of.
Joan, dear, your mother's so proud of you.
Didn't I tell you she was slick? And now what do you think of our chances?
You will surely allow us to go now, will you not?
Well, I don't know. The idea of you kids running around inside that island with a couple of those ray guns doesn't make much of a hit with me.
No, the guns make it even more dangerous. If you two were unarmed, you'd probably be taken without harm and merely confined in a cell. But with those things, you'd take chances and deliberately run into danger. No, I don't like it.
Oh, but gee, Mrs. Gregory, if Joan and I did all right about getting ourselves into that laboratory and out again, and if Joan's clever enough to get those guns, we ought to have a chance to show what we can do.
Yes, Mother. Jerry and I are quite capable of taking care of ourselves, and it should be our privilege to contribute at least a portion of the energy expended toward our ultimate freedom.
She means we ought to get a crack at helping things along.
Please, Captain Bradford. We will be very careful.
Oh, sure, Tex. Joan and I will watch every move, and before we get caught, we'll run right back to you. How's that?
Well, Pat, I...
You'd let them go if I would, wouldn't you, Tex?
Yes, dear, that's a big chance for them. If you and I fail to get off this island our own way, we've not only let them down, but we refuse them a chance to help themselves and all of us.
You're right, Tex. I'm only being a woman about it. It's a little hard for me to think of Joan taking such chances. For 14 years, I've searched the world over for her. Now, only a few days after I found her, I must let her go again. Go into danger because of me.
Oh, forget it, Mrs. Gregory. I'll take care of Joan. No matter what happens, I'll look out for her. And you and the captain can do a lot more good by being right here on this boat and having everything ready to shove off as soon as it gets dark.
All right, you win, kid. Though it seems funny for Pat and me to sit here and let you kids run these risks. Oh, I know it's a sensible thing to do.
Now, Captain Bradford, if you will give me the message you were going to send in the hope Johnson might hear it, I will copy it. And Jerry and I may get a chance to send it from the Euclidean control chamber.
Yeah, then we'd know it got out all right.
But wouldn't it be heard other places on the island?
Not if we were able to operate the controls ourselves. We could regulate the beam transmission apparatus so that the message could only be picked up by a radio receiver and not by the electric ears around the island.
You certainly know this island, Joan.
I have had 14 years in which to learn of it. Now, may I have the message, Captain?
Right, Joan. I'll give it to you slowly and you can copy it. And we'll see if the code comes out right.
You may speak as rapidly as you wish.
Do you know shorthand, Joan?
I do not understand what you mean. I merely make small marks for big words.
Well, that's shorthand, all right. Come on, let's get going.
Right. Here it is. Call any station. Sign the Gregory Yacht. Here is the message. Every indication, going half trouble. Possibly may feel, unwise even, leave free in this yacht. Many islanders, lying in forced sleep, don't indicate especially sincere enjoyment. Longer, unusual silence. Envelopes are waiting now. Perhaps later advice. Nearer solution.
The first letter of each word will spell the message we want Johnson to get.
I have it translated. 8 p.m. Fuel 50 miles. Diesel. Use own plans.
If Johnson gets that, we're saved, sure.
Johnson will get it.